Hi, good afternoon, everyone. So first, I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, ARS scientists in Mandan, North Dakota. It's pretty interdisciplinary group of scientists there that we have, ag economist David Archer, Jonathan Halverson, and Mark Liebiger, soil scientist, John Hendrickson, our range slash forage scientist, and Scott Kronberg, our animal scientist, and Matt Sanderson, our forage agronomist. And so the project I'm working on, I'm currently a postdoc there, and I'm working on a project looking at different organic transition approaches for the region. So organic acreage in North Dakota has increased by quite a bit. And it's probably one of the areas in the country that's increasing the most rapid. And currently, we rank in top five in organic acreage. So there's definitely a need there for more research to help support organic farmers in the region or farmers interested in transitioning to organic. Additionally, we know that weeds are a big issue for organic producers. That's a major need. But North Dakota also has the highest concentration of apiaries, so it's the number one honey-producing state in the country. So for that reason, we also need to look at pollinator resources for beekeepers, but also for producers. And then, of course, conservation tillage and organic systems, that's kind of a big area of research and a big area that we really need to improve upon. And we have a customer focus group there at the station that's very, very, are big proponents of no-till, so we really want to do this with conservation tillage as much as possible. So I'm conducting an experiment currently that started last year, and we just ended the second field season recently. And we're looking at different cover cropping mixes, including a soil building mix, a weed suppression mix, a pollinator mix, a mix catered to kind of address all of those issues, a perennial forage, which has alfalfa and intermediate wheatgrass, and then an annual crop rotation. And the reason for the soil building mix is this is a sandy loam site, so we need to do a lot of work to increase the organic matter in that soil. And I'm also including a grazing component, so we have grazed plots, and then we're leaving other plots ungrazed. So the data that I'm presenting today are biomass production estimates taken prior to grazing last year and this year, and they don't include the two cuttings of alfalfa that we took this year, nor the biomass taken from the rye harvest that we took this year. So essentially, what's going on here is in 2016 we had quite a bit of rain, so you can see that on the left graph, that's total cover crop production. On the right graph, that's total weed biomass production. You can see overall there's a lot more biomass production, both in weeds and cover crops, last year than we'd had this year, because we just didn't have the rainfall this year to support the cover crops. So that's the first thing you'll notice in this graph. The second thing is, in 2017, where we didn't have much rainfall, you can see that in the annual crop rotation and the multi-purpose mixture, and I'm not showing it here, but it's on the poster, there's a really high proportion of volunteer cover crops that came in this year, which actually contributed to that biomass production. And you can see, of course, in that light blue bar that's the perennial forage mixture, which produced quite a bit of biomass. And so this shows the rainfall from last year to this year. So you can see that rainfall this previous growing season from May through July was well less than half of the rainfall to the previous year. So you can see why we had such poor cover crop production, as well as weed biomass, actually. So overall, the variable precipitation so far is reducing the efficacy of these annual cover crops and suppressing weeds. So this may indicate that using perennials during the three-year organic transition process may be the way to go for a producer, but this is still preliminary. We were seeing changes in plant composition with grazing. Grazing may be used as a tool to manage volunteer cover crops, but in dry years like this past year, you might actually want those volunteer cover crops. And really, what I've learned from this past year is that optimizing timing of grazing to meet supplemental feed requirements while reducing the weed seed bank is really critical. Finding that optimal timing is really, really crucial. So again, evaluations are ongoing, and we'll be including an economic component as well as a crop yield and quality component when we're done with this.